From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the UN's election expert in Iraq on prospects for elections there in January. First, the lead. The British engineer kidnapped by Iraqi militants, Kenneth Bigley, appeared on a video broadcast by the Arabic television network Al Jazeera. He pleaded for British Prime Minister Tony Blair to work for his release, and he accused the Prime Minister of lying and of not conducting any negotiations to get him freed.
He doesn't care about me. I'm just one person.
He doesn't care about me, Mr. Bigley says on the tape. I'm just one person. A spokesman for the British government said the video appears to be genuine and that it's good news that Mr. Bigley is still alive. He didn't comment on the content of the message. Two Americans kidnapped with Mr. Bigley have been beheaded by the terrorists. Yesterday, a delegation of British Muslim leaders returned from Iraq, where it had been working for Mr. Bigley's release. Joining us from London is Daoud Abdullah. He was a part of that delegation. He's with the British Muslim Council. Mr. Abdullah, before I ask you about your mission, tell me what goes through your mind when pictures are aired of Kenneth Bigley pleading for his life like that.
Well, this is truly a gory affair. You know, it is nerve-wracking that an individual can be portrayed in such a vulnerable and humiliating manner to the world. One takes great offense with this. Because it appears that the individual is being punished for crimes committed by his government.
Tell me what you did in Iraq and what progress you think you may have made. And I'll just note that you're accusing the British government of crimes in Iraq.
Well, the British government, according to Mr. Kofi Annan, in coalition with the United States, started a war of aggression against Iraq. It was not sanctioned by the international community, as Mr. Annan said. And wars of aggression, according to international law, are crimes.
All right. Well, tell me how your mission went in Iraq. What happened?
Well, we met with several local leaders, religious, tribal, and political, and we also paid a courtesy call on the President of the Republic.
And do you feel that you made any progress? Did you feel that you got close to the people who are holding Mr. Bigley?
Not close. At all, but we did meet people who promised undertook to work on our behalf and to help to secure the release of Ken Bigley.
How were they going to do that?
Well, these are people with, as you know, these tribal societies and throughout the Middle East, a lot is done and achieved through intermediaries. And this is what has happened in previous cases where hostages were released. It was not always done through direct contact with the hostage takers, but rather through intermediaries.
Two Italian women have just been released. They're back in Rome. There were charges in Rome that the Italian government or someone had paid a ransom of $1 million. Is that a part of all this, or are these groups just completely not connected?
That may be so. Many of the groups who conduct these acts in Iraq today are not always politically motivated. There are criminal elements involved. People are kidnapped and sold on to second and third parties. So this may be true.
When you go on your mission representing British Muslims, do you try to say, look, kidnapping and beheading these people, it's just wrong. It's not the Muslim way to do things, and we shouldn't do this because it's against our beliefs.
Certainly we do. We say to them that this is contrary to Islamic teachings, it is inhumane, and it cannot be justified politically.
So what kind of response do you get?
Well, of course, we are not in direct contact with the captors, so we don't have a response immediately. But the people we sit and talk with, they share our views.
They do share your views?
Yes, they do.
Do they tell you that they argue those views with the people who are holding Mr. Bigley?
Yes, they have assured us to convey these views because these are well-known, established tenets of faith. These are values, some of which are shared by all humanity, values which are not peculiar to Islam. So it would take someone of a very peculiar mentality to contest these views.
Coming back from Baghdad, Mr. Abdullah, what is your feeling about the prospects for Mr. Bigley?
I am encouraged. I am encouraged because I have not found any evidence to suggest or to prove that he's dead. And until such time we have such evidence, we will continue to believe he's alive. And if he's alive, there's always hope that he can be freed.
Daoud Abdullah, the Assistant General Secretary of the British Muslim Council, speaking with us from London. Mr. Abdullah, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.